I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. With the advent of the Nepali Parliament reconvening, the world's only Hindu kingdom may be at an end. With a move towards secular democracy, the Maoist rebels may be willing to put an end to a 10-year civil war. Interserve's John Kennedy says it's good news for their evangelistic work because
with this resolution that's come, those things are opened back up. So our people are able to do ministry in their locations, but for some of them that are involved in the countryside, this hopefully will mean that they'll be able to take up those kinds of community development work that's outside of the cities.
Next, many Christmas gift for the needy programs are faceless. Little Samaritan Mission's Face of a Child program puts a specific face to your gift. Little Samaritan's Maria Magdalena Simonka says a child's picture and their vital information are sent to you upon request.
Each person goes shopping for that specific child. You ship it back to our headquarters here in North Carolina. We put it on a 40-foot container, and we ship it over to Moldova. And from there, around Christmas time, we distribute it specifically to that child.
They also get Christian literature. Your support speaks volumes to an orphan child. And there are nearly 2,500 languages still needing Bible translation. According to Wycliffe Associates, last year, over 1,200 volunteers served in assignments worldwide. As part of their strategic planning, they set a goal to increase the number of volunteers actively supporting Bible translation to 5,000 volunteers per year beginning 2006. The Wycliffe Associates leadership team is committed to their support for volunteers to provide personnel for scripture translation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at a resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.